Thunder Bay, Mattawa First Nations Management, a nonprofit organization supporting 9 First Nations, has landed $20 million in financing for an energy retrofit project at its training and wellness center. The Federal Canada Infrastructure Bank is lending Mattawa $15 million through the bank's Indigenous Community Infrastructure Initiative, while Royal Bank of Canada, RBC, is lending $5 million. The millions are to finance an energy efficiency retrofit of the former long-term care building that now houses the Mattawa Training and Wellness Center, where upgrades are expected to reduce energy consumption by about 70%. Mattawa CEO David Paul Aknipinskum made the announcement Friday at the building, with retrofit work underway as he spoke. Indigenous Services Minister Patty Haidu, bank representatives and chiefs from Mattawa communities also participated in the announcement. Grand opening is expected this spring. The Infrastructure Bank's CEO, Aaron Corey, noted that the $15 million loan marks our first investment in a First Nation retrofit project. Our partnership will make an impact for the 10,000 community members who will benefit from the education, health, social services and community programming offered through the transformed center, he said. Some parts of the building are already in use. Once all the work is completed, the building on Algoma Street will host employment and training services, the Mattawa Health Cooperative and social services. Rosemary Muniz, president of Mattawa's board of directors, said the center will be a place where Indigenous people and communities can heal and grow within a wrap-around and culturally sensitive approach. Mattawa provides services and support to 9 First Nations northeast of Thunder Bay: Aroland, Jinugaming, Constance Lake, Ibamatung, Long Lake No. 58, Martin Falls, Neskantaga, Nibinamik and Webiki. All of them benefit from Mattawa initiatives and programs such as Ki Kenomaga Kikinjizhuwin Employment and Training Services, commonly called KKETS, that build capacity in communities so that people can stay in their home First Nations, Mattawa board member Joe Baxter told Newswatch before Friday's announcement. Everyone in a community benefits from the presence of skilled workers and healthcare services, said Baxter, who is from Aroland First Nation. We need our First Nations to be economically viable and self-dependent. That's our vision. Aknipinskum concurred, saying the chiefs who founded Mattawa had a vision at the time that we need to operate our own services. At the time, it was the government delivering services, he said. Now, said Aknipinskum, Mattawa's member First Nations will own and operate their own services, their own businesses. He said Mattawa and the First Nations are striving toward self-sufficient communities, and that's what the dream is all about.